Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Achiri Adams, history teacher at the Coleridge and Parish School and a graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cavehill, celebrating its 60th anniversary. July 23, 1839, Government Plan for Education. On this day, July 23, 1839, local newspaper The Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette republished an article taken from the Times newspaper in Britain titled The Government Plan for Education. Educative reforms enumerated in the plan aimed to expand the numbers of students exposed to formal schooling, especially among the poorer classes, and to enhance the teaching methodologies used to impart religious and moral training and instruction. The plan's template prioritized the creation of normal schools and model schools. Normal schools were to be boarding colleges in which candidates for the office of teacher would be scrupulously trained in the art and theory of teaching, and whatever knowledge is necessary for success in it. Model schools would instruct children between the ages of 3 and 14 and would have a roll of at least 450 students. To attain the goals outlined, significant governmental funding was incorporated within the plan to spur private sector participation. Grants of £2,500 would be distributed to societies that embarked on the creation of what were designated normal schools. Furthermore, £10,000 was allocated annually to the building of new schools. The plan also mandated the appointment of secretaries and school inspectors, who would be tasked with evaluating all schools which received public money. These officers were charged with monitoring and evaluating the efficacy of teacher training and reporting on the progress made in education annually. On this day, July 23, 1839, the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette informed its readership of plans to comprehensively restructure the education system in Britain. For centuries, education in colonial and post-independent Barbados subserviently copied the British education model with its inherent elitism, rote learning, and overemphasis on the classics and religious instruction. Notably, the educational reform process underway in contemporary Barbados may be perceived as an attempt to further decolonize the education system.
Today in Bajan History with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus.